You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
New research shows almost a third of the drugs tested at music festivals were not what the user thought they were. Community group Know Your Stuff NZ, with support from the Drug Foundation, tested more than 300 drugs across 8 music festivals over the summer, and this week published their findings. This has reinvigorated the call for drug testing at music festivals, with organisers currently reluctant because of the potential legal threats. Associate Health Minister Peter Dunn says while this kind of drug testing is something he still supports, it's not as simple as just legalising it.
I think that there is some ambiguity over the legal situation. I think that the results from the tests over the summer show that they're worthwhile, and I would want to encourage more of them. The question of the legality needs to be resolved, and when we review the Misuse of Drugs Act in the next couple of years, then I would expect that issue to be resolved at that point, if not sooner.
If not sooner, so are there other ways other than
reforming?
Well,
it depends on what the legal position is. And if it can be, I'd be certainly open to that. I don't think it's prudent to do a sort of a one-off amendment, because this is actually part of the whole framework, and I think you need to do the whole lot in one go, and that's a massive task, because you don't want to get... This is an anomalous situation. The risk is, in doing sort of one-off solutions, you create more anomalies than you resolve, and I'm just not really willing to do that.
Right, and when you talk about the legalities, you're talking about festival organisers and volunteers getting caught up and potentially charged over
this.
Yeah,
I mean, the key piece of the law seems to be the provision that says it's an offence to knowingly permit the consumption of drugs on your premises. Now, you could argue, and I think with some credibility, that having drug testing facilities outside of premises doesn't of itself put you into the position of knowingly permitting the consumption on premise, because I don't think you've got any guarantee that someone who turns up outside and has a product tested is necessarily automatically, I mean, it's more likely than not, I can see, but it's not automatically that they're going to go and consume those products on the site. So I think that's a grey area that does need to be resolved. I think it also does come down to a measure of police discretion, and that's obviously an ongoing discussion.
And you say you've been working with the Drug Foundation, and they in turn have been working with the community group that put this recent research out, and now there's a Pledge Me campaign running, trying to secure more funding. I mean, is the government going to ever invest in this kind of research? Or?
Well, it's not really the government's role to invest in that. I mean, we're satisfied in the quality of the work that's been done. I'm in reasonably frequent touch with Ross Bell. None of what's been announced over the last few days comes as any great surprise. So it's a question of what's the best way forward, and I think there are a number of options that are on the table, and we'll just keep an open discussion going.
So the hoops that need to be overcome are not that enough research and testing has been done. Is that what you're saying?
Look, I'm satisfied on the basis of last summer's experience that the claims made about the the positive benefit from this testing for both the wider community in terms of public safety and the individuals, I'm satisfied that's so. That was a sample, I think, from memory, 300 and something people. You could argue it's not big enough, but I think it's pretty clear. So I don't think that's the issue. The issue is clarifying the legal situation and just what sorts of circumstances might exist that enable such testing to continue. Bear in mind, this is a purely voluntary activity. The person who submits product for a test is doing so voluntarily. The group that organises the testing is doing so on the same basis. We're not requiring people to submit or do anything of that nature. It's a purely voluntary activity. So I think we're just going to see what the possibilities are, and it's an ongoing discussion, and I think it's a pretty constructive one.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.